maximum of the. So we talk about the mitzvah kala in Hagai before the Dor Sheyava. The mitzvah kala came into Chamura is not there. Now it's yesh maximum of the Echef Shaloyma Shah mitzvah Achmacher. It says in the Mishnah that you should be zoy mitzvah kala kol chamura. She has to do about the schon shal mitzvahs, and here it says that. So yes, sorry, but tell you nitchin kala mitzvah meyacher. What does it mean? You should be zoy mitzvah kala mitzvah chamura. There is a seder adifus which one is more important than the other. They have to loyim shakulam shavus. You see that there's a clear. It's not the Isaac mitzvah. Each mitzvah has different. Sorry, you stop doing one thing to do another thing. You doich one with the other. The kushes is ein makom la. The kan ein medaber rak b'schar mitzvah. Here it's talking about the matan schar de mitzvah. Shem shnei bnei adam. Ha'echad. So despite the fact that the Mishnah says beforeish on this case, the good halach is that the meis mitzvah is like everything else, the schach bidocha. Ushul kach le'om v'teru sheniach as meis ha-pesach b'shum sh'aschash mitzvah to yoyse gadol. Sh'loi holcha terech aschash ha-vias. And the Torah, when it gave you a din of dichu, he wasn't going with the schar. Rasha Torah, he writes all kolponim she'a meis nikva. The Torah's rutzen was that the meis should be nikva. V'dover ze gzeres ha-Torah. V'imu meniach ha-meis. V'oise pesach ha-molos b'noi. Ovel mitzvah ha-Torah. V'meniach ha-meis yasek v'pesach ha-imafzit schar shol pesach yamki b'aver she'osso sheniach ha-meis. Obviously, they're called Kalam Chamura. שאין לו כל כך שכר, אשתר לו סייסר החמורה, אבל זה אומר שאי השכר אין עדו וכך, כי אפשר שישכר מצקר לו כבר חמורה. ואין לו שמויה פירוש אחר, כי הוא לא יתם דרך החומם ויסטר גולו. So the moral center you say it, that the mitzvah kala mitzvah chamura is Nogia in the halacha lemaisa, and in the schar, it's a different. It could be the other way around. But let's talk a little bit about this, because it's a very strange. Mahalach. Let's try to think about it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a list of mitzvahs, and he gave us schar. The schar is the schar lechura is a very realistic evaluation of the worth of the mitzvah. At the end of the day, it's not just a but schar is a very essential part of it. Like the Shachaim says that schar is an atzmi of the mitzvah. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu listed mitzvahs with different inyanim in terms of strength of the Einish, or in terms of the hierarchy of Tchia, one would assume that the Schar goes Kefi the Erech of the Mitzvah, and one would assume that the Tchia is also Kefi that. Why would you decide that it's different? Why would something which has a lot of Schar and Hava be only a Mitzvah Zesei, whereas something which is which has a little bit would be a Chayv Mitzvah Zesei? I mean, obviously, one would expect that the mitzvahs in this world reflects the mitzvahs in the other world. That's really the kasha. Now, he's setting up a teretz here, and he is explaining that there's no connection to the two, But it's a very big problem. How could there not be a connection? So, and it continues right also that mahalach, that that it's the I mean, as it goes along, it further sharpens this nekuda and so on. So let's I assume the nekuda is a little bit further down, but I guess we need to speak about it first. The let's give an example. Let's take a simple example. Let's say we have two people in front of us. One person, we say that they're very accomplished. They have a doctorate in math. They have a PhD in math, very, very smart, very accomplished. Great. The other person, we say, has always been very helpful around the house. Always helps whenever you need a helping hand, cleaning and cooking and this and that. So we say, oh, that's very, very nice. And, you know, even though it's chesed, this is smart, but at the end of the day, our sense is that the greater accomplishment is the first person, the one has a doctorate in math, it's very, very chesed, and so on and so forth. Let's say at a certain moment, the same person who is sitting and studying for his math test, somebody needs a helping hand at that moment, and he doesn't give it. So then we tell him, there's something seriously wrong with you. Because at this moment, if you can't give a helping hand when you see an old grandmother struggling off with a bag of groceries, you are, then it's worthless. Whatever you're doing is worthless. I am distinguishing between the etzem teichen of something versus the need for tchiyah. And let me point out the nekuda. The criteria for what I do now is not always what's better for me, what's more of an accomplishment myself. There are situations which, when I'm looking into which business deal should I do, I have a choice of two business deals. Whichever one gives the greater profit, I do. That's the consideration. But in the world of mitzvahs, that is not dafka consideration. Because schar is, adrav, schar is an innate chelik of the mitzvah. The schar of the mitzvah is its ruchnistik of mitzvah. That's nogea in the world to come. That's a certain emes of how ruchni a person is, how davik is, nashem, and what deep mila is it. In this world, there are things that create problems that are much worse. Lamashal, you don't find a big distinction in the positive value of mitzvahs. There's mitzvahs essays, and there's two essays, a chakal and a chorus, and everything else. There's all sorts of things. It says the manu yichud yamim, and it says this, but there's no halachic distinctions between the good and the excellent and fantastic. You find other criteria like kavodat zibur, esed the halos essay, but you don't find gradations from the good to the fantastic. In einshim, you find distinctions. The distinctions are mitzad the beznushal mata, and the view is in this world, which deals with a certain here and now, what is worse? What creates more problems now? What creates a bigger churban? But it's not a fundamental deher of the chashivas of the mitzvah itself. So that, helping a dead person, being kaiva meis mitzvah, may be intrinsically less of a maisa on the personal level of accomplishment, klapet veikas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, than bringing a Korban Pesach. But in this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in this world, leaving a person like like in a veil on the street, while you're looking for your own madrigas, is in itself a very bad act. In itself, it's a pircha to man on the person. So if I say, how do you allow the other person to live like in a veil on the street, and the person says, because I have to bring Kol Pesach now, Kol Pesach is a tremendous kesher to Kadosh Baruch Hu, he's got it wrong. I want to add a knesh to be mastered a little bit better, I guess. Let's take the mashal in more concrete ways. Let's say a person, I'm dating a woman or building a kesher with a friend, and this person really, really likes music, very, very deep into music, and and our kesher built around music. This person can't relate to people that don't enjoy music on a very high level, and we go and hear concerts from the best and the finest and the deepest pieces, and that's built to kesher. Let's say the person now needs help. The person slipped and fell. He needs someone to pick him up, help pick him up. But I'm also with the music that I don't want to miss it. So I don't offer the help. So it's not that will probably kill the kesher. And if the person is about nefesh, and my father needed help or someone else needed help, and I instead chose to go to concert, it would probably also would break the kesher. So the fart is, doesn't change the description that the kesher is really the teichen in the music. I like people who enjoy very deep music, and that there I find something to kesher with. People that are professional Balei Chesed, I mean, I admire them and I think greatly of them, but I don't have any common shvach than that. But if you forsake common decency in helping somebody because of it, that itself distresses the kesher also. So certainly if a person will say, since I'm getting more schar, I'm going to drop the Meis Mitzvah and go do Kol Pesach, because Kol Pesach is much deeper, and I have such a deep kesher Kol Pesach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say, I love people who do Karban Pesach with all the kavanas, but I despise people who are so selfish that they're interested in Karban Pesach and not interested in bearing a Meis Mitzvah when it's there. So certainly, once you have the conflict, once you have the conflict, it's not going to help you if you do the bigger mitzvah rather than the lesser mitzvah. That's not going to help you any. It's just that the structure of it is that certainly mitzvah the toichin shaboy, this is a chesher mitzvah than that, and that's better. But mitzvah mitzvah the toichin of it, Kol Pesach is more kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, more the type of mitzvah that mekash from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But mitzvah the mitzvah now, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent me this world to do good in the world, if I choose to do this when the right thing to do here and now is to bury the mace, it certainly will ruin the kesher produced by the Kol Pesach. It's not that's not going to happen. But structurally, it's not the pshat that it's deicha because it's a better or bigger mitzvah. It's rather a more necessary mitzvah, and I've got to do that over that. So the gradations of the mitzvahs in terms of kalis and chamuras and so on are olam hazadik gradations, and Bezna has to treat each mitzvah with olam hazadik a cook. This, that, or the other thing. You will find such discrepancy, Lamashal. In Kabbalah, they say that they'll say chayv Lamashal. It's relevant. Tolles the most chomer, the most chomer, the most chomer. The gavayus. In halacha, it doesn't have a clear corresponding. I mean, it's not. It certainly doesn't. I mean, it's probably, I guess, a philosophy of sorts. Gemara dashes it, but it's you know, if you needed to stick it in, it would be kind of a losafe, an applied losafe. In the Zohar and the Arizal, it's like the Gimel Chamuras. What happened? Like, the Teretz is mitzad the nigla and mitzad the nister. Mitzad the nigla shebedava, it does not carry that chumra. Mitzad the nister shebed carries that chumra. You find Lamash in the opposite direction. It says anshes tamo royim achatoyim moed Hashem, and the Rishonim say over there that a mitzvah that is obvious to any bar das is a lot more chomer in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes than a mitzvah that is learned from Torah and so on. So when the Anshei Tzaim went against the most basic sense of Torah that a human being has, that's where they got such a weakness.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
In these examples, like when we're comparing Korban Pesach to Meis Mitzvah, so
yeah.
Korban Pesach has the Milan Yitzad, the Milan Samitzvah and the Dveikus, and it has the Chesaron, Le'umas, the other one, that the other one has some Ben Adam Machaveira element, which if you don't do that, it shows some type of Hashchasa in Midas. But if you compare, let's say, two mitzvahs, Ben Adam Lamokim, if you compare Chleis Mitzvahs Mila, which, Gadol Mila, which is Nechusel Ayid Gimel Brises, to, I don't know, Pidyon Petach Hamor, or some other mitzvah, Ben Adam Lamokim, where you don't have that cheshbon of, you know, in this world at the right time, then, you know, why taka don't we say?
So the hierarchy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, you're right, just like we used the marshal in Adam Lechavero to show you where the compelling reason to do this rather than that, it's not because it's intrinsically more chasher, but rather because it has more of a token to it. The same thing is true also by the same thing is true in the Bein Adam LaMakom also. There may be things that it's important to do it now, not because it's more chasher, but there may be other reasons. Let's see if I can think of Marshall. I have a perfect Marshall for you. Talmud Torah is, let's look at Talmud Torah versus anything else. It's a very strange Echtimta. If you have a choice of doing any mitzvah and Talmud Torah is the most important mitzvah, go learn. If it's Eishas and Secherim, you're supposed to do it. So let's say, forget about mitzvah Shabbat, but if nobody else could be Maktik Teres now, I have to go be Maktik Teres, even though I'm sitting and learning. So let's look up a Manavshach. If Talmud Torah is... You're telling me that if everything was okay, if there were other people Maktik Teres, I should sit and learn. I'm not allowed to. I should not go and be Maktik Teres. So obviously Talmud Torah, if I have to choose, Talmud Torah is the best mitzvah. He has the most schar, whatever it is. So if it's Yevshon Sotei Cherim, so what? The Teres is... Mitzad the Tikkun Ha'olam, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon, that is what needs to be done now. No one's going to bring Teiris now. Nobody's going to daven for the Yomot now. Let's say there's a team waiting for somebody to lane, and I'm the only one who can lane, but Mirach Kisa, I'm busy learning now. Or anything like that. The Teiris is, the Dichoy, the Tchiyah, is not because it's a choice which is the greater mitzvah with the biggest oimek, and let me go do it. It's not mitzidi, where can I get the most tellers from? It's rather mitzad it's because this world needs every mitzvah to be done, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses that I should do this. That I should do this mitzvah. So mitzvah, the content shabbat, which is really what the schar is, that is one cheshbon. Mitzvah the achrayus, what do I need to do, is the second question. And for that there's a hierarchy and there's halachas of chia. Hilchas d'chia. Basically, the point that the longest point of Maral is saying is hilchas d'chia is not the choice of which has the most schar. on now. That's exactly what it is. And so it could be a Kadosh Baruch Hu needs me to do something now which will not be the best. Lamar, let's give another example. An army. So if I'm building a career in the army, so there are certain parts of the army that are more given for career building than others. So a person who's a gung-ho army person is going to focus all his energies on doing X, Y, and Z. It may be that he's choosing things that are less lucrative to do. He's doing things that are, this is where he's going to advance. If he does his paratroopers and then he goes into combat, this and that. Let's say the army needs a person desperately in place X, which is a dead end in terms of career. And this person is faced, I decided to go to the army because I believe that the army is very noble and it's the best thing, and this is the route that a person who's gung ho by the army takes. And now I need to be mevata because right now they don't need another Air Force commander. Baruch Hashem, the Air Force has plenty. They need somebody to be in charge of supply. This is not a terribly, but there's no one else that can do it well, and I can do it much better. So mitzad duri and achrayus, not mitzad the world of tzchar, I need to do it. He's saying there are two frameworks of measuring misses. There's tzchar, and there is hilchos d'chiya. Kala and chamura, the Torah does not talk about Kabbalah, Olam Haba, the Shamas. The Torah doesn't deal with that part. That's Mitzvah Torah, not Nigzav Torah. And that's why the Torah deals with, in this world, what needs to be done and what can't you do and b'cholo b'cholo. And that's where the person has to go with it. His Shaila has to be, what is a chayis? Machay vasi. Now, we honestly believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't mess us up. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for us a certain cheshm, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, this is what you're supposed to do, this is what you're supposed to do. Schar cannot be the motivation for mitzvahs. We believe that the motivation is Tzivui Hashem. And therefore, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, do this instead of this, and the fact that I'm getting less Olam Haba, quote-unquote, for it, should not be a factor. Now, Alibi the Emes, will the person who sacrificed his own career be in a better position as a lover and Olam Haba, and so forth? I mean, I honestly believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very fair about these things. I would have to...
My phone just died.
Call him here. Call him on the mobile. Have you got another phone?
Yeah.
What's the number 614? What's the number, 614?
Yeah. These ones are terrible.
Yeah,
there's nothing to since we got them.
Yeah, they're not good. I want to go with your phone.
We have your 3-1 and your...
Oh, 301. What's it, 649? 496141. Sorry, the phone just went dead.
Where did we get cut off? Just before?
We were just talking about the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's fair when it comes to...
Right, so I'm sure HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows why he set up. Just like if my position in the world is not to learn, the circumstances dictated that I can't learn, I understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what he was doing and I trust him. The same thing is true also regarding the framework of mitzvahs, that if somehow I'm supposed to do X instead of Y, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will work it out. But what we're doing is we're looking with two pairs of eyes. The point of the Mishnah is that in the Torah, Hilchos Dechiya deals with one inyan, and Hilchos Schar is the second inyan. Hilchos Chag belongs to the world of the Kisar Rizal and the Zohar HaKadosh, that's that world. And then there is a world of, you know, a Shulchan Aruch. And Shulchan Aruch deals with what my obligation are, Ratzon Hashem. And the Kisar Rizal and the Zohar deals with Teichon of the Mitzvahs. That's called Schar.
So, I mean, according to this, if a person's in a massive where he's not able to learn because he has something which is more pressing, then obviously, Sinitzad, the person's own tzvis, and Sinitzad, the way that other people are taped as that person, there'd be no mockum to look down on that person.
Yeah.
I never understood in the end of the Megillah Esther when it says that Mordechai was Rotzi L'Reiv Echov.
Right.
It's because he was Isaac in Yonim of
Ashkenaz.
Yeah. But Maisa, he did it because it was Ein L'Chadavar, you know, which was Ein L'Chadavar Perek.
So the Moshe Shapiro once said, very good chat, that that's Rabbi Shmuel and Shimon Harvey also will also be of them. The rave of the world goes with that Mahalach. It wasn't Rotzi, doesn't mean that they felt he did wrong. He lost his stature of being that. So yes, he's no longer. When he's Isaac with these Yanim, he's no longer part of that elite.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not a stira. Just like if a person leaves learning, he's asking to find his mishpacha. What's the right thing to do? He has to find his mishpacha, you know, whatever the matzav is. Is he still a Kohen Gadol? He's not a Kohen Gadol. Someone came to me with a tiny yeshiva. I told him that he should leave and he has to go, whatever it is, ask us. And then he wasn't given the privileges and ranks, whatever it was. I told him, it's not a taina on you, but we convey a certain seder for people that are learning, and everyone has to make a decision what's right for him. But the tzibah as a whole has to hold up al nes, the people that are Shevet Levi. Which Shevet you belong to is a decision, but you can't confuse the... It's not that you're doing wrong. It's not always right to be in Shevet Levi automatically. You know, it's... But each person has to recognize even if what he's doing is right doesn't mean that that's his betzias, that he's part of Shevet Levi.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
Okay.
Just ask, the legabit is in Tchia. You have the big klal of Asei Decholos Asei.
Yeah.
Which, if I remember correctly, the Ramban has to do with Av and Yira.
The Ramban also says, if I'm not mistaken, he says a very interesting thing, that you can, a missed opportunity can never be gotten again. But an Avera can be rubbed out through Tshuva. So Berach, that's what he says. In other words, there is a ticket available for what you did wrong. There's no ticket available for what you did do right.
So it's also not mitzad the teichen, it's mitzad the practical
mitzvah. Yeah, mitzad the binyan ha'olam, the klal is we're madif a binyan that will need a tikkun over not binyan.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way he describes it. I mean, he talks about it, even though, you know, it's Elisus is mochama, mitzad Elisus Kabban is not that, Elisus is mochama, but mitzad chiyah, that's the reason why it's like that.
Okay,
Shkoyach. Okay, Shkoyach. Good job.
Good job.
Paul, yeah, bye.